Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you listening in. We started a new series this past Sunday called Under the Sun. It's a study of the book of Ecclesiastes, where we're saying every week that God offers a full life in an empty world. The book is written by Solomon. Solomon was the son of David. He came from, kind of a very unique relationship between David and Bathsheba. If you read the story there, you know there was a lot of controversy. David made some big mistakes. But Solomon became the one, the son whom God chose to become the next king. And he was an incredibly wise king and probably had the zenith moment of all of Israel. Under his leadership, God gave him protection on all of his borders. They had more wealth and more prestige and more power and influence than any of the other seasons of time during Israel's power. He came to be king at a young age. And you remember the story where they brought two moms, brought their baby to the king and said this, you know, they both claimed that that was their baby. One of them had, their baby had died and they switched the babies and they both wanted the baby. And the king Solomon said, hey, take out a sword, cut the baby in half and, they can each have half. One of the moms said, yeah, that's fair. Another mom said, no, give her the baby. And that's hers. And that's how the king knew whose baby it really was and gave the baby to the mother. And he was just wise like that. God came to him in a vision and said, ask for whatever you want. Instead of asking for money and fame, he asked for wisdom on how to govern God's people. And God granted him that and much of everything else that you could ever want. This is a guy who had everything. Here's what he says in the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 1:1-3. He says this, the words of the teacher, the son of David, king of Jerusalem, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? In this book, if you look at the timeline of Solomon's life and what happened, he had more wealth than any leader who's ever had money. Someone did a study, they said that today's money in his life, what he owned, would be worth today $2.3 trillion. So in his time, he had more money than he knew what to do with it. He's that wealthy. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Many of those wives were princesses from neighboring kingdoms. He created alliances with other countries that way. He had 72 children. He had power and prestige. He built what was considered one of the ancient wonders of the world in the Temple of Solomon. All of that said, here's what he did. He set out to decide, is there what can be found that is worth meaning? What is satisfying in the world apart from God? So when he says under the sun, think about it. This is the best that man has to reason, apart from an eternal perspective, without God's insight and revelation. Apart from all of that, Solomon set out to decide, is there meaning in the world? And if you follow his life, there was a complete season of his life where he kind of, did his own thing. He walked away from God, if you will. And at the end of it, here's what he's saying. It's all meaningless. It's absolutely meaningless. Trying to grasp at life and trying to find fulfillment in life, no matter where you think it can be found, he's saying it's like a vapor. It's like a vanity. It's a mist. You try to get your hands on it and just your hands go right through it. Now look, everyone who's listening then has daydreamed about what it would be like to win, a $1 billion lottery ticket, right? We all think, and we've heard the stories that people who are wealthy aren't necessarily happy at all. And we all think in ourselves, I'll give it a shot. I'll be the one to defy the odds. Here's Solomon's perspective. He had the means and the power and the intellect to get anything he wanted, and he did. He actually did the very things that we all daydream about. No matter what area of life, he actually did it. He designed cities. He designed, architecture that's incredible. He bought things. He collected things from, animals to stables to chariots. I mean, he had it all, money, all of it. And he's saying it wasn't enough. It's like trying to grasp the wind. It's meaningless. It doesn't work. Isn't that interesting? A perspective of the guy who actually could pull off anything that we desire. And at the end of it, he's saying, don't go down that road. It's like a treadmill that never ends. It doesn't work. You never get there. God, I pray you teach us to be satisfied in you. Give us an eternal perspective. Help us to see the world through your lens, through an eternal lens. Help us not to our hearts to be caught up in things that, Solomon would look at us and say, that's just foolish. Lord, teach us to center our lives and our hearts around you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, take a second. I want you to just think through the areas of your life where you believe if you just had a little bit more or had that thing or whatever it is, the influence, the money, the relationship, whatever it is that you're grasping at, hoping that that's what's going to make you happy. I just want you to submit that to God in prayer before you move on to your next thing. Well, till next time, God bless.